This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Exceptional Americans, all of you that are listening, thank you very much for your listenership. We really do appreciate your listenership, especially here on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio. We are just being slammed by the number of listeners to Red State Talk Radio, and we really do appreciate your listenership, like I said. And yes, this is the radio show that will help you to understand these totalitarians and what they're up to. We've been doing this for a long time. It's kind of interesting. Been on the phone with a number of people over the last 48 hours, and boy, I'll tell you, things are just exploding. As you know, Uranium One payments, people are filing complaints now, real legitimate complaints. We have witnesses that are going to come forward that have been masked for a long time. And, you know, what is going on with Mueller? Robert Mueller, the former FBI director. Boy, I'll tell you, it's all coming together. I love it when a plan comes together. Now, those of you that have been impatient since Donald Trump got elected, I mean, it's only, what, this is now, we're 9 months into his presidency, just about, almost to the day, actually, isn't it? Well, yeah, almost, pretty close. In fact, I think it is the day. But, you know, those of you that have been impatient Please. I get this all the time when I go on these speaking engagements. I get that, well, nothing has happened. Really? I mean, he got on board in January and nothing has happened. Well, this is proof positive that things have been going on and investigations have been ongoing. But you got to understand something. It's that bureaucracy that was the holdovers from the Obama administration. He has to wade through the muck of the swamp. That's really what it comes down to. So be more patient. That's what I say. These things, listen, if you've ever understood in how you get involved in a criminal investigation of some sort, they never can happen instantly overnight. I mean, we can see the stories on TV, and we can look at it, and we can analyze it, we can understand it, and we say, oh, there's crime there. Let's arrest them. You know, you and I would say that. And I do, listen, I do exactly what you do. I go, God, get that guy. Round up the usual set. That's why I play that from the old Bogart movie, you know, Casablanca. Round up the usual suspects. That's what we're trying to do here, is round up those usual suspects that are the totalitarian globalists, as we refer to them here on Agenda 21 Radio. But you must be more patient. They are rounding up the suspects. And we're talking a whole wide range of suspects that are being pulled into this net of criminal cabal and conspiracy. And it's kind of interesting, the massive network that exists out there that, you know, I'm telling you, most of you don't understand, and I'm not saying you're ignorant or anything like that, or comprehend, you can't comprehend it. I'm just saying I didn't get it either. There's some things I'm learning every single day about this massive criminal cabal that's worldwide by these globalists. I mean, it is absolute criminal unleashed behavior that's been going on for a long time. Everything, of course, has been dark and secret. But, you know, the thing that they really blew it, these globalists, because it's over for them. And it's a matter of time now for cleanup. And cleanup's just beginning. And we're on top of the hill, and we got to clean up that big hill. And that's going to be a lot of work, don't get me wrong. And we cannot lose focus. We cannot lose focus at this point in time. But this criminal cabal needs to be cleaned up, and it will, but it's been massive. It's been, you know, hundreds of years in the making, so to speak, even. You have to go back that far. And I'm telling you, the network is far-flung worldwide. That's who these people are playing with. That's what these people are doing. And Hillary Clinton and James Comey, they just epitomize the top of this network. And there's many, many more Europeans. I mean, let's talk about George Soros and the many things that he's doing, and the tentacles of the globalists. I mean, they are far and wide. And wherever you have natural resources available to you in your region of the world, they're going to be there to exploit it. Why do you think, like out here in California, the exploitation that's going on here in California, right? And why do you think all the hubbub and the Jerry Brown, and you got the radical, and he's a radical environmentalist. Okay, Jerry Brown and all the rest, President Barack Hussein Obama, they're pathological, narcissistic liars. Okay, now, and remember what I've always said to you about Obama and his pathological, narcissistic, lying behavior. Always believe the opposite. Don't believe face value. You want to keep your doctor, right? Okay. Classic example. And Jerry Brown, oh, he's a radical environmentalist. He's concerned about the environment. BS. He is not. Oh, I'm sorry. He's so good. He speaks with the Pope all the time. In fact, Jerry Brown is the Pope's boy out here in California. And you know that. In fact, Jerry Brown is being so blessed that he is going to be speaking with the Pope and giving a presentation at the Vatican about the climate here in the next. He's been anointed, the one in California, to be this tip of the spear for the Pope in the encyclical. That's what I'm getting at. This Pope is, I talked to a lot of, listen, a great religion has been absolutely taken over by this Pope. One of the world's great, and hello, my relatives, myself, we got the Catholic connection going on. I'm sorry. But we do, and now I'm speaking bad. No, I'm not. I'm not speaking bad about Catholics or all Catholics. I'm saying you got something wrong with the Pope. And that means there's a lot of things. If he's believing in this encyclical, subjective thought, if you will, Not objective thinking at all applied to this. No scientific method applied to their thinking here. Then we got problems. And, of course, Jerry Brown's right in on that as well. But I'm getting back to this narcissistic thing, this lying personality. If you think that you can keep your doctor, and this is my story about Obama, you should always think the opposite is true. So, if you think you can keep your doctor, then what you should have been thinking at the time, no, you can't, he's lying. That's right. Now, apply it to Jerry Brown and these other environmentalists. They're out there pounding on the table as environmentalists, they're radical environmentalists. Where does Jerry Brown get his wealth? Oil. Oh, you didn't know that one. Yeah, oil. And, you know, you've got some other ones out there. Tom Steyer. Where's he get his billions of dollars? The radical environment. Where does he get his billions of dollars? Oil. And what's Brown doing in California right now? What has he been doing about his own personal aggrandizement and enrichment for his home ranch? Well, he's drilled a whole bunch of wells for water on his ranch outside of Williams and Colusa, California. And guess what? What is he going to do? He's going to frack for oil. Remember, he supports oil, and he also supports the brand new gas pipeline running right through Northern California. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't think a radical environmentalist would do that. Would you? Would you? Now, really? The hypocrisy is amazing, but the lying is more amazing. But that's what they want you to believe. Look over here, and the reality's over there. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, Russian dossier, the scandal of the century. Okay, in gang parlance, because I used to work with gang kids and adults and real gangsters. Interesting. I got a call from somebody in the networks. You've kind of heard me rant and rave about my gangster experiences when I was in schools and doing school discipline with kind of some high-level people. And criminals, real criminals. And this was back in the 90s, okay? And I got calls from places around the nation about how we're getting gangs. Really? This is in the East Coast in particular, and I can specifically remember the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, I believe was one of them. This is a long time ago. New York, New Jersey, and other, because they wanted to know about these Hispanic gangs that were coming and what, you know, do we have a gang problem? It was always the question. Tennessee, I think, was another one. The word got out. You know, they said, well, let's call this Paul Preston guy. He knew something about gangs. And so I would talk to these schools, and I'd lay the whole mantra out to them, and they'd say, well, we don't have a problem like that. I said, well, hello. And so I said, let's go down the checklist. Do you have this, this, this? Yes, we have this, this. I said, then you have a gang problem. So that was in the 90s, okay? Now it's manifested itself into a big gang problem. Everybody's got it. Everybody's got a gang. Just not one. You've got gangs. You've got plural, primarily Mexican gangs and gangs from Central and South America. Yes, you do. And you've got the variants and the offshoots and stuff. You got the Norteños, the Sureños. You know that. Anyway, and of course, MS-13, which is really notorious. They're really killers. And so anyway, I get these calls, and now all of a sudden. So I got a call from a person who wanted to know a little bit about gangs and stuff like that. I said, well, the biggest gang you got going on right now in government, obviously, is the gang that Hillary Clinton's involved with. And, you know, this whole flipping the script thing. And they said, what's that mean? I said, well, flipping the script is kind of like turning the table on you. In other words, they're going to blame you for something you didn't do. But it's all your fault anyway, right? It's like white guilt. A classic thing is white guilt. Why should white people be guilty today for the deeds of people 100 years ago? So they, you know, they displace the guilt about your whiteness, right? And that you have white privilege because you're white. I listened to this the racist statements coming from Don Lemon and others the other night. I was hearing this stuff, their conversation about whiteness, and we should all feel good. See, that's the kind of displaced guilt they're supposed to have, but that's not the case. So I said, you know, that's called flipping the script. And what has always happened here, the classic flipping the script, as they would say, turning the tables, other people would say, but the flipping the script that's going on with the Russia thing, right? It's the Russians who did it. But the reality check, and I have said this all along, it's uranium-21, bubba. And I've been saying uranium-21 for years now, especially the uranium-21. Listen, uranium-1, by the way, see, I said 21. Well, I guess you could say Agenda 21, uranium-1. The uranium-1 thing goes to Clive and Bundy. Yeah, the Bundy Ranch thing. What do you think that was about? It was about resources. Yeah, and what do you think the Malheur was about? That was really about uranium-1. And the fleecing of the county in Harney County, the county records up there, the fleecing that was going on because of Uranium One, which I think is now called Oregon Power and something or another. Yeah, isn't that interesting? But Dan Bongino has his take. We're going to listen to a few minutes of Dan Bongino, who was on Fox and Friends this morning, because he's got kind of an interesting take on this.
All right, let's bring in Dan Bongino, because he showed up this morning. We got him dressed, and we brought him over. He's a former Secret Service agent, former NYPD officer, and author of Renegade Republican. You also have another book out, right?
Yeah, the Renegade Republican is my podcast, but Protecting the President is my book. Thanks for...
It's still out right now.
Still out right now.
And you're going to be on Outnumbered a little bit later.
A little bit, yes. I will be the lucky guy.
I like your socks.
You know, I stole the idea from Pete Hegseth. I'm not kidding. Like, I used to wear black socks, and I saw Pete. I said, I'm definitely going to spice it up a bit.
Well,
I'll see yours.
I just want plain black.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: if you start wearing gel, then I'm going to get worried because then you're being too much Hegseth.
Oh yeah. No, I keep my hair short.
All right, let's talk to you about what's happening with the Russian collusion because you know the Democrats are saying against President Trump, Russia. Yeah. They're saying that meeting with Don Jr. that was treason with the Russian attorney.
Right.
Flipping the script. Hearing all of this about the Democrats and Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS. And they're saying, oh, that's just standard. That's what both sides always do.
Yeah, listen, I really try not to jump on the conspiracy theory train ever, even on my own show. Like, I get in trouble sometimes for not feeding into conspiracy theories. But how is this not the scandal of the century right now?
How is it not? I mean, come on. Uranium One. This is the scandal of the century.
You have the Democrats for 6 months, even more than that, who pumped us full. I mean, if you're a liberal today, don't you feel stupid that for 6 months you were told the biggest scandal in the world was Trump colluding with the Russians to tilt the course of an American election?
Mm-hmm.
Now we find out that the boomerang has come back and slammed the Democrats right in the face. And the entire time the Russian connection was through the DNC and the Clinton campaign. There's a couple of takeaways from this, though. Think about this. I was a former federal investigator. This is not a joke now. You had bogus, spurious information, potentially fed from the Russians, into our FBI that was used in a presidential daily brief. The president was briefed on fake Russian information.
Under the supervision of the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, while briefed by the FBI Director, James Comey. I think you should be aware of this. There might be some leverage used against you once you assume office.
And I'll take this to the second point here, too. You're right. If this information was used, God forbid, in a judicial document to get a warrant to tap anyone or on the Trump campaign, you want to hear about a scandal? The FBI used fake Russian intel potentially?
Dan, I read in the New York Post this morning, this dossier was used to apparently to justify a FISA warrant to spy, monitor the government. Monitors, not spies, on some members of the Trump campaign. So it's exactly what you were talking about.
And
it was paid for by the opponent, which is crazy.
I mean, this is just, I saw your guest earlier, the Magnitsky lawyer.
Bill Browder.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how is this information? If you're a liberal, how are you not horrified? I get it. Listen, I don't tell anybody who to vote for anymore. Do what you want. Vote Democrat, vote Republican, that's fine. But if you're a liberal today who bought into this, how are you not horrified that people in your government at the spheres of power... took fake Russian intel to start a counterintelligence investigation against a presidential candidate.
This should be illegal. It should not happen. What happens next?
I think Fusion GPS, right now, this has become a very serious
investigation. You mean the group that took the fifth?
That took the fifth. Fusion GPS has got to come clean. We have to see the bank records. And in those bank records, you have to look for one thing. And Catherine Herridge has been all over this.
Yeah.
Did the Russians pay Fusion GPS, and what was the money for? Because this, folks, I'm telling you, we all have lost trust in our entire IC intelligence community.
Can you imagine we agree that the DNC did write $3.6 million and the Hillary Clinton campaign over $5 million, just short of $6 million. So you're trying to see if the Russians were also paying.
If the Russians were paying the conduit, the vehicle for this whole thing, Fusion GPS, while the DNC and Hillary were, and what were they taking that money for? Yeah, I mean, you have a monstrous scandal that really could change American politics forever.
Yeah. So we are flipping the script. But actually, they were flipping the script. And what Donald Trump has done is turn the tables. Does that make sense to you? Now, this was a classic gang thing to do. Now, I understand criminals do this, but gangs really do this wholesale. And I'm saying to you that the criminal organization worldwide did this. And who was one of the titular heads of this criminal organization? Well, Barack Hussein Obama. Of course. Mr. President. Ex-president. And his ilk. You know, the Saudis, that group. And others. Oh, there's others. So many, we just can't name them right now. It's just a vast network. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Get that word out about newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so the big deal, the really, really, really big deal that has been going on from Fox News, we're getting this gag order lifted, DOJ's says informant can speak to Congress on Uranium One Russian bribery case with Clinton links. I wonder what this does to the heart and soul of Robert Mueller. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that one out there. It says the Justice Department, and this is, we're going to get an audio clip here, I think, in a second. The Justice Department said Wednesday that it had lifted a gag order on a former FBI agent involved in a high-profile Russia bribery case. clearing the individual to speak to Congress about Moscow's Obama-era uranium deals in the U.S. market and other schemes. Now, this is kind of interesting, and I don't want to diminish the value of what we're reading here, because I think it's really, really important. This informant has been in other cases as well, in which they've gotten, apparently, now, I'm going to rely upon the reportage of, let's see, oh, it's Fox News here on this one. Fox News to substantiate that claim, because I was listening to this yesterday, and I was reading about it, and I said, well, man, if they've got an informant who's already been used for prosecutions on other cases, the credibility of the informant skyrockets, if you know what I mean. I mean, come on, don't you think? So, now, it's interesting, the department, the DOJ, listen, new sheriff in town on the DOJ, come on. Everybody wants to think, oh, well, we got a new DOJ and those guys shouldn't have been holding on to all this stuff. They should have been releasing it. Well, wait a minute. Whoa down here. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, Sessions is just on the job. This is cleanup. All this is cleanup, and this cleanup's going to continue for at least another 6 months. Get it? At minimum, the cleanup will. It's going to be a year to get everybody out and get everybody on board and get re-clean it, if you know what I mean. It says, in a statement, the department said it had authorized the informant to speak to the leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the House Oversight Committee, and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, in addition to select staffers. The department said the informant could provide any information or documents he has concern. Oh, it's a he? Well, we know it's not a female. Well, this is the report. This is a quote, by the way, that's come from the State Department, that he has concerning alleged corruption or bribery involving transactions in the uranium market, including Russian company Rostrum, the subsidiary of Tenex, Uranium One, and the Clinton Foundation, which has a big operation apparently going in Orange, California. What's up with that, Orange, California? And what about Redding, California, with the Clinton Foundation? I just, inquiring minds want to know. Could they be moving into a new market? Could they be moving into the gas, natural gas market? I don't know. That came up earlier in the show, didn't it? It might even be a theme in which we might exploit on this radio show. Natural gas. And it just amazes me, the connectivity, the natural gas and fracking and Jerry Brown. And Jerry Brown supports fracking? I thought he was a radical. He's lying to you. You can keep your doctor, sucka. I mean, that's what they think. Okay, let's pay attention to this now. Let's see how this goes.
We have some breaking news just coming in, and it is that the Department of Justice is now saying that they will provide the FBI informant who was essentially embedded in the deals that led to the sale of Uranium One to Rosatom, the Russian company, that he will now be available to the committees on the Hill that want to ask him questions about the Clinton Foundation, about Uranium One, and all of those developments. So that is new tonight, and we will follow up on that tomorrow night more on the story.
There you go. And it's a he, I guess. Uranium One refers to the name of the Canada-based company that mines in the U.S. that was bought by Rosatom, I guess he said, a company backed by the Russian state. The State Department, then led by Hillary Rodham Clinton, was one of nine U.S. government agencies that had to approve the deal back in 2010. All three congressional committees launched investigations after the Hill reported that the FBI had evidence that Russian nuclear officials were involved in fraudulent dealings, including extortion, bribery, and kickbacks. The capital of the criminal, extortion, bribery, and kickbacks. As far back as all, I hate it when this happens. As far back, are you ready for, as far back as 2009? Let's see. Who was the president then? Let's see. It must have been Ronald Reagan. Oh, no, no. Come on. Really? Get the memory chip. Just dust it off a little bit. It was President Barack Hussein Obama. In a case involving Rosatom's subsidiary, Tenex, congressional Republicans have since questioned how the Uranium One deal was approved the following year by an interagency committee and sought to gain access to the informant. They were onto it. Everybody's onto it. Republicans have also raised concern about efforts by interested parties to influence the Clintons. Aha, here we go. Citing donations to the Clinton Foundation as well as a $500,000 speaking fee. You know, I just once, I would love, I'm going to put on my website, speaking fee, $500,000, if it's in Russia. No joke. You go to my, I'm going to do that. I am going to do that. If it's in Russia, $500,000 speaking fee. I'm sorry. Received by in Russia by former president. Oh, it's William Jefferson Clinton. Jefferson Clinton. So Jefferson Clinton, who repeatedly met with Vladimir Putin around the time of the deal. What? See? Come on. Press that reset button. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, who had sought to interview the informant, told Fox and Friends on Thursday he'd still like to bring the source before a public committee hearing, but praise the decision to free him to speak up to the Congress in a private setting, which I think is appropriate because this guy's life is on the line. Says the informant's attorney, Victoria Tunzing, told Fox Business Network Monday that her client can tell what all the Russians were talking about during the time that all these bribery payments were made. The informant earlier was prevented from testifying by a former attorney general. Oh, I love it when a plan comes. See, come on. See, let's lay blood. This is what I'm talking about. Jeff Sessions is the new sheriff in town, but the old sheriffs. See, they would not let him testify. Says the informant earlier was prevented from testifying by former Attorney Generals Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, according to Tunzing, after having signed a non-disclosure agreement. So, come on, guys. We have been talking conspiracy theories now about Uranium One for months and years. And now the facts are here. Now, those of you with the tinfoil hats on, congratulations. We should congratulate ourselves for the work that we've been doing and putting this out there and keeping it out there. When people were telling us we're a bunch of fools, I was told a fool. I was called that the other day by somebody. It was kind of interesting. And I'm on the radio and they're not. And I guess the question is, who is the fool today? I know. All this foolishness. Russia, Russia, Russia. Let's turn the table. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Prepared for any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
One, one, zero.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
And we're back. Oh, this is great. I love it. I want to know something. Is somebody listening at Drudge to Agenda 21 Radio? Come on. Just put it up there. Yes, we listen to it. You'd be surprised who listens to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, listen to this. This just came up on... This is no joke. It was not here before. Russian script flipped on Dems. That's the teaser line on Drudge right now. Underneath the picture of Putin and Hillary. It wasn't there before. This is the first time I've seen it. Now All right, they're adding some more things. The screen just flipped up, so that means that Drudge just popped something up here. Russian script flipped on Dems. I'm going to post this at the break. I'll post this on the website, and you can see the actual script. It's right here, and I'm going to open it up. So let's see what this. Oh, Trump rips Clinton link to Fusion GPS dossier as disgrace, says Russia hoax is turned around. This has just been posted. So that, let's see what the time was when this was posted. It says, President Trump, in a wide-ranging sparring session with reporters Wednesday afternoon, blasted Hillary Clinton over new revelations about her campaign helped to fund a salacious anti-Trump dossier last year, calling the project a disgrace and claiming the tables have turned on the Democrats. See, that's it right there. The tables have turned on the Democrats as a hoax. These hoaxers. We just love hoaxers. Here you go.
I gave it to your group. And there's not a single person that has watched this movie and not cried a lot. And you will not predict the end of the movie.
So no cries. We watched it.
Well, we got to figure this out. There's something else. This is what I don't like about stuff like this. I'm sorry about that. That was just a technical glitch. And this is a clip from Donald Trump yesterday talking about this whole Uranium One thing and his comments.
investigation began on the Republican side of things during the primary. Do you have any idea who it was who was collecting
up? Say it began with the Republicans. I think I would know, but I won't say. It'll be determined. It'll be determined. Look, Hillary would have never announced it was them, except for this great court case that's going on where the judge was going to reveal it. So they figured we'll do it first. They're very embarrassed by it. It's a disgrace. Yes, it might have started with the Republicans early on in the primaries. I think I would know, but let's find out who it is. I'm sure that will come out.
Barr, do you have any idea?
I think I would have, if I were to guess, I have one name in mind. It'll probably be revealed.
Probably, you think. Okay, now, I bring this up, and I'm glad he brought it up, because we got to explain something. Yesterday, Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show and myself, we spent a considerable amount of time speculating as to who could have originally brought up this whole dossier thing. And Fusion GPS. They are the company that produced it. Now, Fusion GPS does research, opposition research. Okay, so if I'm a candidate for president, I want to go out and I want to do this and that, and then there's a candidate who's running. So I am going to go out and try and get as much on this candidate as possible, right? And they're going to do the same on me, right? That's just the way it rolls out there. This is opposition. This is what they do. These companies are out there. They can contribute mounds of information. And if you've seen these guys in operation, some of them are really vicious and vile. And they say the most vicious and vile things about people that are perfectly good stand-up people, but that's what they want to do is trash you. And, of course, there's particular candidates and people here in California who just, all this, they just love it. But this is interesting because Fusion GPS was the guy with this Steele guy. I think his name is Christopher Steele or something like that. Anyway, they hired him, and he was a former agent with the British, and as a Secret Service agent, so to speak, as a spy, he went out and helped to create all this dossier business and everything. But where did it first come from? Where did this whole opposition thing for Fusion GPS? It came from an apparent Republican who was running against Trump. Now, everybody is backing away from any kind of untowardness by the candidate who was involved with the original Fusion GPS, which is a Republican candidate. We don't know who it is. So we were openly speculating, who could that have been who was running against Donald Trump, who spawned the Fusion GPS report? People like John McCain, well, he wasn't a candidate. I had to point that out to people. He is not a candidate. But could it have been him? Well, we do know one thing. John McCain got his hands on it and actually delivered it. One of his representatives did to various people. Hello. It was John McCain's aide who did that. He got the report once it was produced, and he spread it around. It was John McCain. So the firm who had hired this British intelligence officer, Christopher Steele, to write the dossier that contained unverified and lurid allegations about Trump and his team ties to Moscow, is a key central figure, along with who was the original Republican did that. Now, I'm not sure. We speculated it was a Cruz. Was it Rubio? Who was it? And we came up with some solid names as potential suspects. I don't think we actually pinned them down on the air. We were off the air on that. But it does show you there was a Republican involved there. Everybody is backing away from any kind of untoward assertion by that Republican. It was the report that was picked up. It was sort of like the fumbled ball on the field. Pick it up and run with it, right? So it was the Democrats who picked it up and ran with it. And who was financing all that was the DNC. Oh, my goodness. And the Clinton Foundation. Oh, that's just amazing. And that's where the money came from. And that's where it all came from. That's where the dossier started. And then, Obama steps in. And all of those 17 intelligence services get that information and spread it far and wide. 17 intelligence services couldn't be wrong now, could they? Guess what? If it's the Obama administration, all 17 services. Because remember what I said about keeping your doctor? We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
Best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our sister website, New California State. News, newcaliforniastate.news. And you can also, of course, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Now, I understand there was a hack attempt again on our website today. Quickly resolved. We have a crack service that works for us, and boom, right back up again. Just part of the bidnet. Part of the bidnet. That's just what we do here, is straighten these kind of things out. So, but you, if you're still out there experiencing some issues with Google, and especially in the East, it doesn't seem to be a bigger problem on the West. I don't know what's up with that. But if you're out there and you've got these kind of problems, these kind of issues going on, then please let me know by emailing paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com. Okay, so we've got a lot of things coming up. We're going to be talking about, yes, California, and guess what? The judge B-slapped Jerry Brown and Javier Becerra. I'm going to talk about that. Yeah, it's kind of interesting now to watch Jerry and Javier, struggle with lawsuits, what they're going to bring against Trump, because judicial system seems to be going a little bit different direction than it has in the past. I guess it's because there's a different president. What do you think? I think that there's spurless and crazy lawsuits and craziness that's going on in California. Well, I don't think the courts are going along with it like they used to. Anyway, that's just me. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.